There's two stories that you're pretty famous for. One is that plane you worked on up by Unalakleet.
Oh, hell yeah, that was, I passed over that one. When I was working for Alaska Airways. Yeah, Ben got himself killed over there in Siberia. And on the way over, we got forced down in a snowstorm on the Ungullic River, and we spent a week there fixing the wing up. Knocked 5 feet of the wing off when he landed. And there was snow on a Vita Ban, and we had to run back up the trail and pick all the pieces up before he got under the snow. Couldn't find him. Just Bill Hughes and I. And we got back, and then we parked the airplane, drained the oil, folded the wings. Now, Fairchild 71, that was a good feature of them. You could fold the wings back. It was a big airplane, too. And we folded the wing back, then the wind don't blow it away, you know, like it would in a, if you left the wings up. So we went to bed that night, and next morning we took everything out of the airplane, put it underneath the airplane, and it wouldn't get snowed on. We went in our sleeping bag, went to bed, went to sleep, woke up in the morning, went to work on that thing. Well, we had, as I recall, we had four gas cases, and all these gas cases were full of airplane supply stuff, like dope and fabric and needles and tape, all kinds of stuff, brushes, but no nails. We forgot the nails. Brad, you know, little nails and stuff. So I very carefully took all these boxes apart, salvaged every nail, straightened them all up good and everything. Then we would take a little axe. We had a big axe and a little axe. We'd lick the axe, and then we spliced the spars with gas cases, nailed them together with nails, and made ribs out of willows and anything we could find around there. And we finally got the thing together, put the cover on. Now, we had just enough dope for one coat of dope to cover the whole thing, top and bottom. Well, it was pretty, we put the little tapes on the top and rib stitched it and everything, just like real fancy job, you know.